Today is Thursday, April 18th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. It is no secret how much I love my three dogs and how I would do anything for them, including take them to the vet literally anytime they might have the slightest complaint, which is why pet insurance has been the best investment I've made as a pet owner. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. We had a lot of action in Congress yesterday, starting with the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in the Senate. If you forgot about that clown act, so did I. But as a reminder, the Marjorie Taylor MAGA caucus in the House of Representatives voted in favor of impeaching Secretary Mayorkas for, quote, willfully and systemically refusing to comply with federal immigration laws and for lying to Congress when he testified that the border was secure. While this passed in the House, it's clear that most of the Senate did not have the fucks to give about this very obvious circus impeachment, as they voted that the articles of impeachment against Mayorkas were unconstitutional and to adjourn the trial just after it began. Elsewhere in the Senate, multiple whistleblowers from Boeing, who were employed as engineers, testified to a subcommittee yesterday. They accused the company of having a dysfunctional safety culture, which has led to the various manufacturing and safety issues that has doors flying off planes mid-takeoff lately. The whistleblowers also faulted the Federal Aviation Administration and other federal agencies for how they rely on Boeing and companies like it to help with their own oversight and investigations. Perhaps that's because Boeing and companies like it spend a ton of money on lobbying to create this exact situation, to make it impossible for anyone else to be able to effectively oversee them. One of the whistleblowers elaborated on allegations that the company had sidelined him and that he had feared retribution after he called out safety issues, which he says continue to persist at the company to this day. For what it's worth, the FAA said last week that they are investigating these claims. Then over in the House of Representatives, where the motion to vacate the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, gained a co-sponsor earlier this week, the chamber also held a rather benign vote on a resolution to support Ukraine. All but three members of the House voted for it, and those three representatives who voted against it were Paul Gosar, Matt Rosendale, and Thomas Massey. Massey just so happens to be the co-sponsor who stepped up to support the motion to vacate Speaker Johnson, just after Johnson agreed to finally hold the vote on military funding bills for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It's worth mentioning that Massey also has quite a history of voting for pro-Russian interests, including voting against motions to reaffirm NATO's Mutual Defense Pact, and against denouncing Russia's annexation of Crimea. Also, and this one will tell you everything you need to know, he wrote an op-ed in defense of Maria Butina, a deep cut, after she was arrested for conspiracy to act as a foreign agent of the Russian government. I highly recommend deep diving that one. Donald Trump's criminal trial continued yesterday, with no additional jurors chosen following the seven who were picked the day before. But his temporary 9-to-5 job isn't even the most interesting reporting about him right now. He has reportedly been meeting and having calls with foreign leaders from a number of countries, including Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Hungary. And this week, he reportedly has plans to have dinner with the president of Poland, Andrzej Duda. Duda once proposed naming a military base after Donald Trump, if you're wondering what he's about. And no, this is not something that the former president slash Republican nominee would normally be doing. One country that Donald didn't meet with, though, is Switzerland, where one of their parliamentary chambers voted to ban the use of Nazi and racist symbols throughout the country yesterday. The measure is likely to fully pass, putting Switzerland in line with other European countries that have enacted similar bans. But their legislation goes beyond some of those other countries to avoid additional forms of extremist symbols that could foment hate or violence. Democrats have won back a majority of the Michigan State House of Representatives, restoring full control of the state's government to the Democrats, following two victories in special elections on Tuesday, both in heavily Democratic districts. the new majority says they have quite a bit of work on their docket before they go on recess in June, followed by yet another election cycle in the fall. For our final story today, we have a scary weather report. We have yet another new weather condition, this time what's known as a rain bomb, during which more than 2 years' worth of rain, approximately 6.25 inches, fell in just 12 hours in the UAE and Oman yesterday. At least 19 people were reported dead in Oman and one person in the UAE. Predictably, climate scientists say that such an event is an obvious result of climate change. But who wants to listen to them? Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on. Betches.